throughout this process, I mean, it got pretty mean at times. I mean, both for you and the Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, you had protesters outside of your house. Your family was harassed. Yeah. You know, emotions were running very high into the election. Now, as post-election, now you've got these other threats to deal with. What do you think about that? What do you think about what happened to your state in the process? Was it hurtful to the state of Wisconsin that they tried to recall you here?
Well, I think what we saw was, remember last February and March of 2011, you literally had tens of millions of dollars pour into Wisconsin. You had thousands of people come in from outside of Wisconsin to try and target our reforms, and then to target our Supreme Court race, and then to target six state Senate Republicans. And then last fall, they started the recall against me and against Rebecca Clayfish, our lieutenant governor. In each step of the way, there was more and more passion brought in, and much of that was coming from outside of the state of Wisconsin. My hope is, the day after the election and in the coming days, some of those people will move on to Ohio and Florida and other states where there are going to be tight presidential elections, and they'll allow us here left in Wisconsin to focus on what we do, which is have passionate debates and then move on and move forward.
Am I right, Governor, in my interpretation that what happened in your state last night is a crippling blow to organized labor? In other words, that people have come to realize that we've got to balance our budgets, and that's on the state level. You inherited a big deficit, and that also means federally. Do you think that the country has come to grips now? Is that one of the messages from last night with deficits? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it is, Sean, and I would add to that a phrase that we hear often. I think it was a triumph more than anything for middle-class taxpayers. You see, for years in my state, and I think arguably across the country, middle-class taxpayers have overwhelmingly paid for the expansion of government, for the expansion of big government liberal policies, and once and for all, including, as you mentioned, even a lot of private sector union households stood up and said, you know, we're taxpayers. We think this has grown out of control. We think this has gotten too big. It is only fair to expect public employees like me and others in the public sector to pay something close to what our neighbors and our fellow citizens do in the private sector. And I think this was a victory for the hardworking taxpayers of our state, and hopefully a victory for the hardworking taxpayers of America.